Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Phil Vitale is the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. He joins us on Wednesdays to review restaurants. I don't know what I'm going to talk to him about today. Been to any new or good restaurants lately, Phil?
No. Unfortunately, everybody's closed. Although I have been doing some pickup and delivery stuff.
So still that's, doing that, yeah.
That worked out. I mean, yeah. I imagine for some restaurants that for whom delivery has always been a huge part of its business anyway, that they're probably hanging on. I'm thinking pizzerias, ethnic restaurants do a great deal of carry out, that sort of thing. You know, there are a couple of restaurants I go, nearby that you never see anybody in there except for a steady stream of people coming in and picking
coming and
up.
Going, yeah.
Then
yeah.
Back in the old days. So if that's continuing, then, you know, hopefully some of these people are keeping their heads above water.
There's a joke or a meme working around the internet this week, and it is, I went to a new restaurant called My Kitchen, and the food's not so good, and the service is terrible, and I think a lot of us are just trying to figure out how to eat at home or eat in, but it's not
sure.
The same. And, you know, there's a restaurant in my neighborhood, Phil, that Brenda and I go to once in a while. It's pretty good. It's good enough to be in business. Not only are they closed, but they've boarded up the windows, and it looks like they're not going to reopen. Are you hearing a lot of restaurants that are doing that?
I haven't heard any announcements of some. I mean, some are hunkering down. The boarding up of windows may be a theft preventive. There were a couple of early cases reported in River North in which restaurants, particularly ones with significant bars, were getting broken into as people were trying to clean out
yeah.
the booze.
Well, it's funny that you
mentioned
that.
I mean, obviously there's no cash to take, but...
No, but there's stuff
alcohol.
In there. And it's funny that you mentioned that because I'm not disparaging people that smoke pot, but this one is near the pot store in my neighborhood. And if nothing else, it's a long line of people constantly hanging around that storefront. Yesterday, I was at the hardware store near there. My hardware store was open. I needed some bleach. So I go to the hardware store, and there's a line not too far from the hardware store. I'm like, who are you people? What are you doing? And I follow the line down the block, cross the street, the next block, cross the street. That's my pot store. So they are still doing business, and some of them are maybe too close to some stores.
It's like the days of the Soviet Union when they would see a line, they'd just get in it because they figured there must be something good at the end.
Yeah, really, shoes, whatever.
With toilet paper.
Yeah. There's an old joke that goes, they're standing in line. He says, what is this for? He says, I'm not sure. Shoes. The punchline, it's about cars. I'll get back to you on that, Steve. I can't remember the joke. It's really funny, told properly.
A couple of weeks ago, I came back from the store, and my wife asked me what I got, and I mentioned the two things that we were supposed to get. I said, and then I added, and a panda. And she said, panda? I said, it was the last one. So I figured...
So, I'm telling you, I had a moment of...
get it.
I had a moment of truth like that a couple of weeks ago when we were first doing our panic buying, and there was like four things of butter left in the grocery store, and there I was in front of it, and my eyes got wide. I thought, wow, I only need one thing of butter, but I could have four things of butter.
Uh-huh.
I only bought one, Phil, but I...
Yes,
I
could control those impulses.
Well, I was tempted. I thought, maybe I'm going to need butter down the road, the same way you now have a
right.
panda.
So, right, exactly. Well, who eats like constantly, but I mean, part of that.
Yeah, be careful.
Really shot myself on the foot with that one.
You're
always hungry. They're cute for about a week, and then anyway.
I feel the same way about you. So
when I talk about the people, you talk about the people who are, you know, quote hoarding unquote. Part of the thing that makes me less, condemn people left is that for some of it, you realize that there's the stuff that's being grabbed up sometimes is stuff that doesn't deteriorate and won't spoil for a long, 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 long time. And so there's almost no downside to grab, as you said, for grabbing 4 pounds of butter. because that'll by the time you're down to that last stick of butter, it'll still be good.
Yeah, well,
so you have
that.
You have to tell yourself, no, more people. There's someone who needs this more than me. I'm going to take what I need and know that when I need more, it will be there. This is not the last 4 pounds of butter in America. It'll be okay.
If it was, you'd be selling it on the internet, and it would cost $700.
Right. You'd be in front of the pot store, going, "Yeah, you want butter? I got butter."
By the way, a text is poured in. If you got a chance, could you ask Phil Vitel about health concerns with pickup and delivery? I have not been ordering out at all because I don't know who's cooking and packaging the food. What are you hearing about that, Phil?
Well, I've heard no instances of anyone. I mean, nobody knows how the infected people are getting infected. That's the trouble. It's so easy to pick up with different things. But when I get carry out and when I get delivery, I've only done delivery once. So I usually get carry out. It takes one more process it takes one more set of hands out of the process. But I unpack what I've gotten. I usually transfer the food immediately into dishes that I have, even if they're previous carryout packages that I've washed and cleaned since. Then I take the old packaging, the reusable stuff, and put it in the dishwasher, throw all the bags away, and then I wash my hands.
That's kind of what we do, too. And the first time I heard that was from a friend who's in the sanitation business, and I thought, that's absurd. That's the way to do it? That's the way to
do it?
Well,
in most cases, I have to reheat it anyway. And some of those containers that the food arrives in are not ideal for reheating.
You're right about that as well. And, you know, the food just isn't perfect. It can be a little disappointing when you order from your favorite place and it's not like you know it, but that's the way it is. By the way, in order to help those restaurants out, you know, we're taking up your idea of helping out that Restaurant Worker Relief Fund. We're doing a Zoom party. Lou Manfredini and
yes.
I are.
And
very
that nice.
Bottle of Pappy Van Winkle 12 will be part of the auction on our show tomorrow.
Do people know that that bottle would cost... A lot of money?
It's profoundly expensive, and that's not why we're doing this.
No, I'm just explaining. I was just thinking of goosing up the bids, saying this is not a $20 bottle of booze.
No, it's not even a $20 case of booze. I'm out of time, Phil. Anything else you want me to tell our listeners, or anything else that you've got in mind that you've seen or tasted lately?
No, I find, you know, stay safe. Support your local restaurants to the extent that you can. You know, most people have contact-free pickup now and delivery, which I don't think exposes you over much, as long as you take the usual precautions afterwards. And you know, let's all have good stories to tell in 6 months.
We will, and Phil Vitel will be part of them. ChicagoTribune.com/dining for the interactive map of restaurants that are open and taking your orders near you. And Phil, we'll visit with you next Wednesday, my friend.
Okie doke. Thank you.
Restaurant critic Phil Vitel.